Gus, help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
Hello, hello, Vancouver. You're listening to Funk My Life on CITR 101.1 or 101.9, not the other one. And joining me tonight as well is...
Jenna Les, hello.
And yeah, we're just going to go right into it. Happy Novemberance Day, Remembrance November Day. And first, we're going to start with some funky soul, actually funky disco soul. Here we go. Uh-oh. Is that not playing?
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you're listening to Funk My Life, Thursday nights, starting at 11 on CITR 101.9 FM, and we're into our third episode now, so I'm getting rustier and rustier with every subsequent episodes. And once again, joining me is Gina Lowe's.
Hello.
So the first, and she's going to take the next three songs and talk about them. She's got a great lineup. The first three that you just heard started off with Phase Action, with a tune called I Want a Dancer off their Stratus Energy CD, released just last year in 2009. And I have to say, it's one of the best new disco albums I've ever heard. And I don't know. I actually don't listen to a lot of new disco because it's not really common. But it sounds convincing and it's really arousing. No, that's not the right word. It's really nice to just groove along to. I think that's the right way of describing it. So that's off of Stratus Energy. Next, we had Aloe Black, and Aloe Black's making it big these days. He started off as an indie rap group, but his latest single, I Need a Dollar, is really making the rounds. He's doing a tour around North America, and that was the Oliver Dollar edit. And Oliver Dollar is a funky house DJ from Berlin, and he actually bootlegged that one. So he recorded it from some source, probably the radio or television, and did a remix. And lastly, of course, it being November's Day, I keep saying November's Day, Remembrance Day, it's a time to reflect on violence and the silliness of institutionalized violence. So that song, War, originally was sung by The Temptations, but everyone knows it as a Edwin Starr song. It was written as an anti-war protest song. It's been one of the biggest anti-war protest songs that's held throughout the generations. Originally written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong for the Motown label in 1969, but Whitfield produced the song with The Temptations, and then re-recorded it with Edwin Starr when they really needed a single. So the Temptations version was not the one that everyone knew it for. And they decided, actually, instead to withhold the Temptations version so as to not alienate the more right-winged fans. So Starr's version of War became a number one hit in the charts in 1970. And it kept coming back. For instance, even though it was released in 1970, it came back as a Bruce Springsteen cover in 1986, so 16 years after Starr's version. And following the terrorist attacks on September 11th, the song was also placed on a list of post 9/11 inappropriate songs by the Clear Channel radio station company. So Clear Channel owns about over 1,200 radio stations, and they just issued a list of songs that you couldn't play. So all of Rage Against the Machine, and of course War. So that was a remix by Malpractice, who doesn't have much information. His MySpace page is oddly void of any sort of personal information. But what's weird is that he's got 17 vinyls printed. So he's just cruising around in Switzerland and being happy about it. According to the page, he's from Geneva, so, you know, might be pretty good. So next up, Gina, do you want to talk about this track?
Yeah, this next track is called Lonely. It's by a 90s group called Frente. Frente formed in 1991, produced a string of singles and then a bunch of EPs, and then finally put together a full album titled Marvin, the album, and it actually went platinum in Australia, where the group was formed. So they do a lot of folky type music, but this next track's got a bit of a funk beat to it, so I think you'll like it. I only I am in my
something to hold. Nothing's as rude as the cold. Stupidly beautiful is true.
Controversy. who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We hardly had enough food or room to sleep. It was hard time. Needed something to eat my troubled mind. Listen, my father didn't know the meaning of work. He disrespected mama and treated us like dirt. I left home seeking a job that I never did find. Depressed and downhearted, I took the climb.
I'm doing fine up here on Cloud 9. Listen, one more time. I'm doing fine up here on Cloud 9. Folks, now they tell me, they say, give yourself a chance, son. Don't let life pass you by. But the world of reality is a rat race where only the strong is survive. It's a dog-eat-dog world, that ain't no lie. It ain't even safe no more to walk the streets at night.
I'm doing fine on Cloud 9.
Let me tell you about Cloud 9.
Cloud 9.
You can be what you wanna be.
Cloud 9.
You ain't got no responsibility.
And I'm the man, every man is free.
Cloud 9. You're a million miles from reality.
You're listening to Funk My Life on 101.9 CITR. This last track you just heard is by The Temptations from the 1973 LP anthology release covering the group's work up until that point. Cloud 9 is the 1968 hit single produced by Norman Whitfield and marks the beginning of the band's psychedelic soul era. Cloud 9 was marked by the departure from the standard Temptation sound, featuring heavy wah-wah guitars with a harder driving beat as opposed to the previous use of piano and strings. And before that, we had the title track from Prince's fourth album, Controversy, released in 1981. It's a full 7 minutes and marks some of Prince's more mature songwriting and more political writing as well.
Can you imagine a life without CITR? Vancouver would lose an essential source of independent and eclectic music and spoken word programming. We are the home of diverse and hard-to-find music, the things commercial radio doesn't play. Multicultural programming in Vancouver would suffer a great loss. Marginalized communities and people fighting for social change would lose their voice. The community would lose out on CITR-sponsored shows and events. Sounds awful, right? The unique sounds and services of CITR Radio are possible only with your continued support. Donate to Fund Drive 2010 now by calling 604-UBC-UNIT or visit citr.ca.
Feel kind of shy, but I know you've been watching me too. It's been such a long time since I felt that I want someone the way that I want you. I can see it in your eyes. Don't try to hide it, it's too hard to disguise. Feeling so I don't even try.
it came my way, but I never said it was because of my past that I wear so many masks to protect myself. Whoa. These feelings that I felt inside. Put your hand on my heart, you will know. Sweet, 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 sweet love. Not supposed to be. Sweet, 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 sweet love. Is this going to be? Sweet, 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 sweet love. Let me be the one.
You're listening to Funk My Life once again, and that was Soljaspaya, which is a Edmonton-based group off of their Truth Will Reveal CD released in 2008 with the track called Sweet Love. And once again, they're based in Edmonton, and they played in Lilith Fair, Edmonton Folk Fest, the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival, and the Grey Cup Festivals in Montreal and Calgary, and they've been nominated for Junos, and they just won this year's Reggae Music Achievement Awards Best Reggae Band. So very, very good. And their lead singer is Janaya Ellis, who also goes by the name Sista J, and she does a lot of her own solo stuff as well, so we'll have her in the future. Next, we've got Viola Wills with the tune If You Could Read My Mind. Now, I don't know if you guys remember that movie with Mike Myers called 54, about Studio 54, and it was released in 1998, and they had like a group put together specifically to sing the title track If You Could Read My Mind, and they were called Stars on 54, and that particular tune off the soundtrack reached number one in Spain, number three in Australia and Canada, and number six in New Zealand, and it peaked at number two for 5 weeks on the dance disco charts. Sorry. So this is one of the covers of If You Could Read My Mind. It's not the... So the one that was put out for the movie was put out for the 1998 movie. This is a 1980s release of If You Could Read My Mind by Viola Wills, who unfortunately died of cancer last year. So take a listen to this.
Bye. Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So that was Viola Will's version of If You Could Read My Mind, and this show is called Funk My Life. And what's interesting about that track, many people know it from, once again, the movie 54, but they don't realize that it was originally a song written by Gordon Lightfoot, one of Canada's darlings, and he wrote it in 1970. And it had three major covers, one by Barbara Streisand in 1970, Viola Wills in 1980, and Stars on 54 in 1998. And it originally appeared on Lightfoot's 1970s album, Sit Down Young Stranger, published by Reprise Records. But if you find this record, it's very valuable because they renamed it after the success of the single. Reprise re-released the album with the title If You Could Read My Mind. And according to Gordon, the song's actually a pretty sad song, inspired by his divorce as he was sitting in a vacant Toronto house in the summer. And the lyrics suddenly came to him. And the song was a big hit. It peaked at number one on the Canadian charts and number four on the U.S. charts. So here's the original Canadian legend, Gordon Lightfoot. What's this song?
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. You won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two. A movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow, I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time, with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
How much loving do you need? You need it once a day, twice a day, three times a day, four times a day. You gotta let me know.
Call your boy, you better run him right away. baby. Tell me, baby.
All right. You're back on Funk My Life, playing on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver. And that you just heard was Joss Stone, and that's, I guess it's not that old, but it feels old, because when I listened to it, that was way back when I was still with the UBC Soon newspaper, and that's a track called Tell Me About It by Joss Stone, and she's a British soul singer-songwriter, and that was from her third album called Introducing Joss Stone. I think that's why I thought it was really old, because the album's called Introducing Joss Stone, and I know she's been around the scene for a little while. And it managed to break into the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 list, but wasn't nearly that popular in the U.S. as it was in the U.K. And I first heard it on this mixtape called Nova Tunes, and that, I don't know. It had, if you guys can go and look for that, that mixtape series was really good. It had a bunch of, a little bit of everything from the Mountain Goats to funky things like this and some reggae. And it was published biannually, so always up to date. And I think that's about it for tonight. Do you have any announcements? I know you have one announcement, Gina.
All right, one announcement. The UBC Pottery Club is having their semester sale next week in the sub, the 7th, the 18th and 19th. So Wednesday, Thursday, main concourse. We'll have about 6 tables out and about 9 potters. So if you're thinking about Christmas gifts, it is a good time. There will be a lot of unique pieces.
And next week, we're going to be actually kicking off the fun drive, which is, you know, for instance, when I was talking about that Clearwater Radio censorship of the song War, it's things like that that makes it really important for you to come out and support your independent radio station, because it's not often that you get a voice to broadcast in public on public radio waves. So next week is going to be the most important week of CITR, because we need that funding to keep running, to expand our shows. And it's, you know what, actually, you don't even have to remember all that. It's going to be a fun time. We're kicking it off with a That DJ competition. And I'm happy to say that both of us are entering. And unfortunately, we don't know whether we are in the top 8, and they are only taking 8 for the competition until that week, until after the 15th. And if we are selected, that means we're going to have to rush the show, because it happens at exactly the same time as right now. So exactly right now, next week, we'll still run the show. And it'd be great to have you guys come out and cheer for us. Or if you want to, if you're just hanging about, you can actually visit us. I mean, we're just hanging around in the studio, you know.
To let you in. But
yeah. As long as you bring us food. Like, if you have, like, Scooby snacks, I will definitely talk to you. And then I have to figure some sort of prize for people who want to donate under the name of Funk My Life. Because when you donate, you will be telling the donor what show you want to pledge under, and it'd be great if I could figure a way to, like, auction Gina off.
What? I thought it was you.
But, no? Well, there's only one of me, that's the thing. Well, probably me. I don't know. We'll probably, like, if you want to throw a party, that'd be great. Well, I can wear a sock and come to your door, so. Yeah, there's that, and up next we have Oral Tentacles, hosted by Pierre, and he's just going to take you right to the early morning. I don't know how this man does it, because he has a five-hour
set.
Radio show. That is amazing. I envy him. Like, I don't even think I have 5 hours of music that I like. But, you know.
So stay tuned.
All right, here's Arurian Dance.
now.